Isn't it lovely to have someone special in your life? Someone that you can spend your time with, to laugh with, and be romantic with. It's what we're all aiming for and searching for, right? If everything goes well, eventually you might find yourself falling in love with your special person. And love is one of the best feelings in the world, I'm sure you can agree. Falling in love is such a magical thing that it can be nerve-wracking as well. You have these really strong feelings and you are not sure if your special person will feel the same. Sure, everything has been going well, but you just never know. So how do you even tell them how you feel and make sure it is something they will always remember? It can be overwhelming when you want to make sure you get it right. And you guessed it, gents, in today's video, I'm going to tell you how to tell someone special that you are in love with them. Although you will still feel nervous, let's be obvious, at least you will know that you are doing it in a way that is right and special. So let's learn how to say those three special words, I love you. Here we go. Very important, be sure of your feelings. First things first, you need to make sure of your feelings. Sometimes when we really like something and it's new, we get swept up in the romance. We think we love them, but it's actually more lust. And lust is less permanent. It can come and go, and it's not really a stable base for a relationship. Think of lust as the feeling you get when you first meet a really good-looking person. You imagine your future together, you get the urge to take them to bed, then you get to know them, and they're not really your cup of tea. In fact, they're quite boring. You might think to yourself, but I had such strong feelings for them at the beginning, how could that just disappear? Well, that's because it was lust and not love, based on mostly looks and surface features. When you love someone, you love everything about them, their looks and their personality. It's deeper and more permanent. So before you run to your special person and tell them that you love them, make sure you're really sure of your feelings first. Show them that you love them. Before you tell the person that you love them, you need to show it. Do really nice things for them that you wouldn't just do for anyone. Take them on adventures, buy them their favorite coffee, or surprise them with a movie night. Showing them that you love them does not need to cost a whole lot of money. It could be as small as listening to them when they're having a hard time, or just offering them simple words of encouragement when they need to hear them the most. These are things that you do for the person that you love. Make sure they know that you appreciate them. You need to make sure that your special person knows that you really appreciate having them in your life. Tell them all the time that you are grateful for them and that you are not sure what you would do without them. Doing this also shows them that you are not going anywhere and you have a long-term view of your relationship, not a short-term view. This could be what makes them start trusting you and allowing themselves to fall in love with you. Okay, you need to find a private space. When you tell your special person that you love them, you want it to be perfect. One way to ensure that you are on the right track is to do it in a private space. The more personal a space, the better, for example, their bedroom. This is because we are at our most comfortable when we are in a personal space so that they will feel more natural. Places to avoid doing it would be noisy places like bars or where there could be a lot of people walking around. This could make them feel like, well, you don't really mean it, and it might make them feel very uncomfortable and awkward. So pre-plan which private space you will use to tell them how you feel. Say it directly. The moment has arrived, nerves are high, and you are getting ready to tell your special person how you feel. They might already have an idea of what is coming, or they might be completely surprised. Either way, it is better to jump in and say it directly to them. There is no point beating around the bush and trying to think of a speech to give them. In the moment, it will come off a lot more authentic if you just tell them directly. You could say something like, "I have fallen in love with you," or "I have been meaning to tell you this one for a while, I think I love you." That way they understand exactly what you are saying and they can reply, "I love you too." And it's all about making it personal and authentic and easy to deliver, so saying it directly removes the possibility of you overcomplicating it. Be creative. So now you know that you need to do it privately and to say it directly, it's time to start planning it and being creative. Sure, your words can be simple, but it doesn't mean the way you do it needs to be. You might be thinking that a bedroom is not a very romantic place to tell someone how you feel about them. But a bedroom is one of the main places you spend time with your special person, right? So it's somewhere they feel comfortable. You also can make it more romantic by putting up fairy lights or setting up a picnic on the floor. Or you could go to a quiet beach, buy an ice cream, and tell them while the sun is setting. Remember that this is something they will remember for the rest of their lives, so it's important to get creative and to do it properly. On the flip side, something as simple as waking up and telling them while you are both in bed could be something they never forget. So think about your special person and what would make them happy. Send them a gift. Who does not love a gift, right? A nice creative way to tell someone how you feel is to send them a gift that serves as a clue before you tell them. You could send them their favorite ice cream, perfume, or a cake in the shape of a love heart. Doing something sweet for them before telling them how you feel can actually make it a lot easier for you. Write a letter. Sometimes it's easier to write how you feel than to say it out loud. Although I would advise telling the person how you feel face to face. If you simply cannot get the words out, why don't you write it down in a letter? You could create a love note that tells your special person what they mean to you and finishes with the words, "I love you." A letter is something that they can keep forever. They might read it and say to you, "I love you," which could then give you the confidence to say it to their face. It does not have to be a long letter, it could also just be a romantic card. Whatever makes sense to you at the time and you think that they would like will always work. Don't wait too long, just do it. Now I know. I understand how nerve-wracking it is to tell someone how you feel about them. What if they don't feel the same way, or worst, they laugh at you when you tell them? It's not easy to put yourself out there and to be vulnerable, but if you want to share your life with this person though and not live with regrets, it's important to tell them. Once you are sure of your feelings, don't take too long to tell them, because then you might start procrastinating and avoiding telling them completely. They then might not understand how you feel about them, and to avoid asking, simply move on. This can lead to heartbreak that was not necessary. There's not an exact time that you should tell someone that you love them, but it could be early on in the relationship or after a few months dating. It depends on the speed that your relationship is moving at. So tell them when you are ready, but once you know how you feel, just get it over with and tell them. Don't overthink it. It's a big deal telling someone that you love them, but try to not overthink the whole thing. Even if you pre-plan what you will both be doing, try to make the actual moment as natural as possible. Let them see that you are being vulnerable and be honest about how you feel. Once you have laid all of your cards out on the table, there is nothing more you can really do except hope that they feel the same way.